That more than 100,000 people every year die from causes related to eating too much salt.
Wow. So do you still want the salt?
Guess I'll take the pepper instead.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Bruce Martin in the Medical Sciences program and Stephen Haves at the American Medical Association. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
In sports, Ian Poulter has moved to the top of the clubhouse leaderboard during the first-round play at the Masters. The Englishman shot a 2-under par 70 that included a hole-in-one on the difficult par 3 16th at Augusta National Golf Club. Americans Heath Slocum and Mark O'Meara and Australia's Peter Lawnert are safely in at 1-under 71. Four-time Masters winner Tiger Woods made the turn after recording a par on each of his first nine holes. The LPGA Tour is south of the border in Mexico for the Corona Championship. Kim Williams is the clubhouse leader after posting a 4-under par 69. Top-ranked Lorena Ochoa is in the field in her homeland and hunting her fourth win in as many tries this year. She's coming off a victory in last week's Kraft Nabisco Championship, the first major of the year on the women's golf calendar. Snow in Denver has postponed today's baseball game between the Colorado Rockies and Atlanta Braves. It's been rescheduled for June 16th, which had been a day off for both teams. And a forecast of inclement weather in Chicago has postponed tonight's game between the White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. It's been rescheduled for the afternoon of June 9th. And Joe Paterno's contract talks with Penn State are on hold until the end of the season. University President Graham Spanier tells the Associated Press in an email that administrators and the school's 81-year-old football coach have agreed that a new contract is not necessary at this point, given Paterno's seniority. Paterno is entering his 43rd season as head coach of the Nittany Lions. His current deal runs out at the end of the season. 2 weeks ago, Paterno said he wasn't worried about the situation and would be comfortable going year to year. That's sports.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designers of the Irwin Academic Services Center at the University of Illinois, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.
It's 2:43, 58 degrees in Urbana. A musical form that's the butt of many jokes is on the verge of dying off. It's the polka. Some Chicago area bands, however, are working hard to get it taken seriously. Lynette Kalsness reports.
The dance floor at Major Hall is packed, and it's only 10 in the morning. Many of the circling couples come to this Northwest Side Dance Hall every week to hear the major pensioners. They stake out the same tables and carry in donut holes. They say that polka is like therapy, so they call the event Therapy Tuesday.
We're not Polish, but they let us in here anyway.
Mary and Rudy Varga of Des Plaines are regulars. They've been married for 56 years and go out dancing at least twice a week.
We dance at home in the kitchen. Something comes on the radio. And our dogs always looked at us like, here they go again, these crazy people.
See, the nice thing about polka dancing, you can hold a woman in your arms. See, as compared to some of my friends, oh, they like their golfing, they're fishing. And, yeah, but you're not with a woman. You know, you got a club in your hand or you got a pole.
But the couple worries that the dance they love so much is disappearing. In polka's heyday, there were dozens of bars and clubs in Chicago. One section of Division Street had so many, it was called Polish Broadway. There were polka shows on TV.
On this land over here, we had three warehouses at one time of record albums, 8-track tapes, cassette tapes, things like that, and it was just huge mail order business.
Ed Blazonchuk Jr. leads the Versatones polka band. His family runs the polka label Bel Air Recordings in Bridgeview. Over the decades, the number of active artists dropped from 75 to 4. The company tore down its warehouses. What's left is a storefront where polka records share space with liquor sales.
This is grassroots Americana music. this is a piece of America. This is, you know, to say what would happen if polka music were lost. What would happen if we lost all of our bluegrass music or our hillbilly music? If we lost those art forms, they're gone forever.
The Versatones tour internationally and have received multiple Grammy nominations. Yet Blazonczyk says all of the band members have day jobs because they can't make a living playing polkas. Even a more modern polka that draws from country, bluegrass, and the blues.
I think the future of the polka, it's kind of on a wing and a prayer. I think if we can get it to cross over into some younger audiences, that's the only way that this music is going to survive. Younger audiences have to get past the word polka.
Oh, how I miss you. Wish I could kiss you. Hug you, hold you. It would be bliss to look in your eyes, see. They mesmerize me. Me with nothing to fear when I see that you're beside me.
So is that what you expect polka music to sound like?
No, definitely not.
No, it really is it's a different music. It really is.
And the Versatones aren't the only local group trying to modernize polka and attract new audiences. There's an internet station called The Jammer that's based in Chicago and plays polkas around the clock. Another band called Freeze Dried fuses polka with reggae and zydeco. And then you have the Polkaholics.
Yes, he's a son, son of a gun, son of a gun, this boy. He'll make you happy, he'll make you smile, son of a gun, this boy.
Over in Lincoln Square, there's a bowling alley located over a hardware store. In the corner of the bar, there's a tiny dance floor. The band wears frilly tuxedo shirts and green velvet vests. The Polkaholics formed 10 years ago. That's when Dandy Don Hedeker came across polka records in thrift stores.
Well, it's really the music of my upbringing, you know, that I wanted nothing to do when I grew up. You know, being from an immigrant family and seeing the Brady Bunch on TV, I wanted to be the Brady Bunch, but that was an impossible thing. So, you know, I tried to kind of deny my ethnicity for a long time, and then after a while I thought, why don't I try to make it work for me? You know, use it.
Hedeker says he was struck by the music's rawness and the do-it-yourself attitude of artists who started their own labels. He saw parallels to the early punk scene, so he formed a band to play polka songs using rock instruments. Bass player Jolly James Wallace says the Polkaholics changed his mind about polka.
I thought polka was kind of square, and you know, I thought old blue hair ladies listen to it, and they do, and they rock, and they can dance my butt off, which I've learned.
The trio wears sequins, vintage glasses, and ill-fitting tuxedos. They play songs like The Pimps of Polka and Hallelujah, I'm Drunk. Wallace says they get accused of making fun of polka a lot.
We're not making fun of it.
What we're really like is we're like the Blues Brothers of polka, except we're not that funny.
This night at the bowling alley, there are at least two converts. Katie Schulz and her boyfriend David Clenard actually came to bowl. That's until they heard the Polkaholics playing. David Clenard says what he loves about polka is the fast tempo, and no one judges your dancing.
You dance a polka, nobody knows really how to dance a polka, so it doesn't really matter. You just do it, and it's okay.
Both have some German heritage, and Katie Schulz says hearing this music makes her want to hang on to her traditions. She says the music is contagious.
You cannot hold still. You have to dance. You have to have a good time.
Anybody
who's sitting in this place and is sitting down or not bouncing in their chair is a dud.
That's why we need to go dance. We need to go get our groove on, girl.
Hallelujah, drunk again.
They head back to the dance floor that's packed with people from their 20s through their 50s, and they polka. I'm Lynette Kalsnes, Chicago Public Radio.
Can't die, the polka, it can't die. Please don't ever
Long live the polka. Therapy Tuesday, by the way, is held every Tuesday morning at 10 at Major Hall, a bar on West Grand Avenue in Chicago's Hanson Park neighborhood. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 10 minutes before 3 o'clock Central Time, 58 degrees in Urbana. Henry Frain is our technical director this afternoon. This month, April, is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Across the country, many organizations are sponsoring events to raise awareness of the problem and promote fun and safety for children. One of them is here in Champaign-Urbana. A women's fund is organizing Kidpalooza. Kidpalooza participants will include the Urbana Police and Fire Departments, the Champaign County Humane Society, and the University of Illinois men's basketball team. Kidpalooza is scheduled for this Saturday, April 12th, at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Suzanne Gray is the child abuse prevention educator at a women's fund. She joins me this afternoon to talk about the activities that will be part of this family event, Kidpalooza. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Well, what kind of activities will families be able to participate in this Saturday?
Well, like you said, Kidpalooza starts at 10 a.m. at Crystal Lake Park in the main pavilion and play area. And there'll be a lot of workshops during the day. Men's basketball team will be out there talking about safety in sports. The Humane Society will be talking about safety with pets. And there'll be prizes given away every hour, as well as popcorn and cotton candy and a lot of other things for the kids to do.
Yeah. Now, what do you hope families, parents, and kids will come away with at the end of the day?
Just a fun day, primarily, and also an opportunity to talk about safety and ways to have safety plans in their own lives to protect themselves from events, and just a fun Saturday in April.
Yeah. Now, are you also going to, did I hear it somewhere along the line that you are also planning on doing a little weather information in terms of weather safety?
Yes, the Urbana Fire Department will be talking about inclement weather and bad weather and what to do in those kind of situations.
Okay, very good. Speaking of weather, the forecast doesn't look so good at this moment for Saturday.
That's true.
Is there a rain date, or will you be able to move indoors if it rains?
Right now, we're probably going to have to cancel if it rains.
Oh, okay. Okay, so where would people learn if the event is canceled?
We'll probably have something posted that day at the Park District.
Okay.
But if they have any questions, they can call at 355-5214 that morning.
Okay. Give me that number again. And what number is that?
That is our office number.
At a women's fund?
Yes.
Okay.
It would be 355-5214.
5214. 355-5214. It sounds like a lot of fun. I hope it comes off.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
And where can people in the meantime turn for more information about Kidpalooza? Do you have a website?
We don't right now.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Well, Kidpalooza is scheduled for this Saturday, April 12th, at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Participants will include the Urbana Police and Fire Departments, the Champaign County Humane Society, and the University of Illinois Men's Basketball Team. And it's all being organized by a Women's Fund of Champaign-Urbana. Suzanne Gray, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Suzanne Gray is the Child Abuse Prevention Educator at a Women's Fund. Some cities are looking at taking away parking on residential streets and replacing these parking areas with shallow ditches full of native plants that filter stormwater. It's a way to reduce the polluted runoff that flows into lakes, rivers, and the ocean. As Ann Dornfeld reports, though, not everyone is thrilled with this idea. Well, we're having a little technical difficulty there. We'll try it once again here in a moment. Let me tell you that in the WILL severe weather coverage area, the entire coverage area is under a flash flood watch. It remains in effect for the entire area until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. The counties included Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Ford, Iroquois, Livingston, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion. We don't have that report, unfortunately, from Ann Dornfeld. So let's take a look at the weather a little bit more in depth. The Illinois-Indiana forecast is topped by a number of advisories, a flash flood watch in effect for all of Illinois and for extreme northwestern and extreme southwestern Indiana until tomorrow morning. Flood watch in effect for much of northern and west central Indiana from late this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. Flash flood warning is in effect for portions of southwestern Illinois until 2:30 this afternoon. So that one we can cross off. That has expired. And a tornado watch is in effect in extreme southern Illinois until 5 p.m. This afternoon's forecast is prepared by meteorologist Ed Kieser. Cloudy and windy with areas of rain and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall likely, especially in central and southern Illinois and in west central and southwestern Indiana. Highs ranging from 43 in far northern Illinois to 75 in the far south. Tonight, cloudy with widespread rain and thunderstorms. Some strong to severe thunderstorms are likely tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is also expected. Lows ranging from 43 in far northern Illinois to 63 in southern Indiana. Tomorrow in northern Illinois, cloudy with scattered showers in central and southern Illinois, a mix of clouds and sun and windy with a few widely scattered showers. In Indiana tomorrow, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms during the morning, tapering off from west to east during the afternoon. Highs ranging from 46 in far northwestern Illinois to 74 in far southeastern Indiana. In Champaign-Urbana this afternoon, cloudy, windy with rain and thunderstorms, heavy at times, the high 63. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with showers and thunderstorms. Strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall are possible, the low 56. Then the outlook for tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, windy with a chance of a few passing showers, the high 63 during the morning, with the temperature then slowly falling through the 50s during the afternoon. The wind tomorrow shifting from southerly to westerly at 20 to 30 miles per hour, with some gusts to 40 miles per hour.
Earth and Sky.
I'm Deborah Bird. Researchers have discovered the secret to what makes the Humboldt or jumbo squid's beak so terrifyingly powerful. The squid doesn't have any bones, so how does a floppy, boneless squid have a razor-sharp beak used to tear apart its prey? Earth and Sky's Lindsay Patterson has the story.
I spoke to Frank Zock, professor of materials at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He told me you can feel the difference between the hard tip and the soft base of the beak where it attaches to the body of the squid. By analyzing the beak in the lab, they found that the chemical composition of the beak gradually changes. It's what they call functionally graded.
So why are materials researchers interested in this?
Well, they think that the same principle could be used to make better human materials. It's reverse engineering. That means they find unique materials in nature and figure out what makes them work. Then they see if they can recreate them in the lab. In this case, scientists are looking for a way to bond different types of materials together, whether it's in building structures or in human bodies.
So I guess it's still true that some of the best materials are found in nature. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
WILL programs are made possible by the Spice Box in Bevere Hall, offering fine dining on Wednesday and Friday nights. Reservations are required. The Spice Box is managed by students in the Hospitality Management Program. More information is available at www.spicebox.uiuc.edu.
It's 1 minute before 3 o'clock Central Time. You're tuned to the Information Advantage, WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. 58 degrees in Urbana at 1 minute before 3 o'clock. At three, it's The World from PRI and the BBC. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director this afternoon is Henry Frain. The producer for the afternoon magazine is Harriet Williamson. Do stay with us now for The World. That's coming up next at three.